The Lord be with you. Save us. That's what it means. It's what Hosanna means. Save us. It's a phrase that's shouted throughout the Hebrew scriptures at kings and at God. Save us. It's both a plea and a cheer. Save us. And I will say right now, as Americans, we are in a Hosanna shouting mood. This past week, the U.S. naval ship Comfort sailed past the Statue of Liberty and into the New York Harbor to provide 1,000 hospital beds. And as it sailed in up the Hudson, the people of New York City cried out with a cheer, "Hosanna, save us!" In the Bay Area, there has become now a tradition that at 8 p.m. each night, citizens step out of their front door and begin to cheer into the night sky, cheering for hospital workers, for doctors and nurses and facility cleaners, shouting, "Hosanna, save us!" In some parts, they clang pots and pans so that the noise might be loud enough to hear in the hospital blocks away. In some neighborhoods, they howl like wolves at the moon. But whether it's cheering or clanging or howling, the meaning is the same. Hosanna, save us. Save us from this sickness. And I will say, I too have been cheering. I cheer every time the FedEx guy shows up at my mailbox. I cheer, "Hosanna, save me. Save me from shortage." I cheer every time a pet shows up in a Zoom meeting. "Hosanna, save me from despair." I cheer every time I see people working in their gardens because they are sheltering at place. I shout, "Hosanna, save our society." You see, right now I am feeling powerless. I am feeling like I have no control over my life, and yet I see these people, and I see that they have some power through their actions to return to me the control that I so long for. And so perhaps we can understand why the crowds outside of Jerusalem are shouting, "Hosanna." Maybe we can understand why they are laying cloaks and branches before Jesus, signs of declaring someone king. Maybe we can understand why they shout, "Hosanna to the Son of David," a title used to refer to the one prophesied to restore the Davidic monarchy, who would once again bring forth the kingdom of Israel and drive forth the enemies that had conquered them. You see, the crowds, they too have lost control of their kingdom, but they know that a king, a true king, has the power to restore control of their kingdom to them. And so they shout to Jesus, "Hosanna! Hosanna, Son of David, save us from our enemies." They shout, "Hosanna to the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Save us from those who do not act in the Lord's name. Save us from the suffering at their hands." They shout, "Hosanna in the highest heaven. Save us from death itself." But of course, a week later, there is still death in Jerusalem. And so it is only fitting that Jesus also die, because he did not save them from death. And a week later, there is still suffering at the hands of those who do not act in God's name. And so it is only fitting that Jesus should suffer at the hands of those who do act in God's name, because he did not save them from suffering. And a week later, the crowd's enemies still stand strong, and so it is only fitting that Jesus should be captive and crushed by those enemies, because Jesus did not save the crowds from Rome. And I will say that a week after the U.S. naval ship Comfort sailed into New York with 1,000 hospital beds, of those 1,000, only 3 were in use. And I will say, for all the cheers after a week of shouting Hosanna to our hospital workers, Still, people are dying of this virus because of a shortage of masks and ventilators and other medical supplies, while our government leaders on state and federal levels bicker with each other and compete for those necessities. And yet, this is not new to our pandemic. In 2019, 25% of Americans admitted to delaying treatment for serious medical needs because they could not afford the costs. Even as I shout Hosanna to the people who are delivering groceries, there are people across this country hoarding food out of fear and greed. But even before the pandemic, the USDA estimates that a third of all American food goes to waste, while 40 million Americans struggle with hunger. To say I shout Hosanna at the people who are sheltering in place, and yet I look out the church window and I see what should be deserted parking lots filled with people who have no place in which to shelter. The pandemic didn't cause this. The pandemic simply made obvious what has long been true in our society. You see, the people, they shout to Jesus, Hosanna, Son of David, restore to us our kingdom. And so Jesus does. He gives to them the power, the kingdom, the power and the glory that they so desire. He gives them control. But he gives them control only over one person, himself. And what do the crowds do with the control that they have? They crucify Jesus. The Gospels make this point abundantly clear. It is not Rome that betrays, abandons, and denies Jesus. It is his disciples. The Gospel makes it abundantly clear that it is not Rome that calls for the crucifixion of an innocent man. It is God's own priests. The Gospels make it abundantly clear that it is not Rome that puts Jesus to death. It is the very crowds that hailed him as king. We read in Isaiah today, the prophets say, "Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty?" Isaiah asks these questions, and we assume that it is some enemy that is the answer. But the truth is that the one we must contend with is ourselves. Our adversary is ourselves, the one who declares us guilty is our very selves. Jesus reveals to the crowds that it is not Rome who is the source of their suffering. No, the source of their suffering, their enemy, is not without. It is within. And so it is with us. For all the suffering and hardship that this pandemic brings, the true sickness that is revealed in this time is not that of COVID-19. The true sickness that plagues our society is sin. It is the heart curved in upon itself. What will destroy us is not death from a disease. What will destroy us is fear. And Jesus knows this. And so Jesus willingly enters into death. When he is accused with false accusations that will lead to a death sentence, he doesn't say a word in his defense. He doesn't shout Hosanna. For he has chosen this path to show us that even in dying, he is Lord of life, so that those of us who find ourselves in death also may have the courage to shout Hosanna, trusting that the Lord of life will save us from our fear. And to say Jesus willingly suffers the shame, humiliation, and pain that we inflict upon others and ourselves. He doesn't shout Hosanna. Instead, he lets himself be crowned with a crown of thorns, lets himself be wrapped in a torn scarlet robe of false nobility, lets a broken reed be placed in his hand as a scepter. He does this to show that even in this moment of suffering the consequences of our sin, he is still king of all creation, so that those of us who are suffering might have the courage to call out to him, Hosanna, so that he can save us from the sickness of our sin. And Jesus, though he had the form of God, willingly submits himself to us, is chained and enslaved at our command, and yet he does not shout Hosanna. Instead, he takes the form of a slave and suffers, even death on a cross. But even suffering this death, God exalts his name above every name so that we might know, no matter how bad things are when they are in our hands, we might still put them in Jesus' hands, because he is always Lord of all. He is always King of kings. And he can be our King also, who saves us from our enemies, if only we have the courage to recognize who our enemy truly is and shout, Hosanna, save us, O true and only King. You see, we may be the ones who declare ourselves guilty, but Isaiah is still correct. It is God who helps us. And so in this time when America is in a Hosanna shouting mood, let us cheer. To those who are risking their lives in hospitals, let us shout, Hosanna, save us from this sickness. To those who risk their lives to bring us food, let us shout, Hosanna, save us from scarcity. To those who buoy our spirits, be they people or pets, let us shout, Hosanna. But when we shout, Hosanna, let us ask not to be saved for our kingdom, for our power, for our glory, but for God's. And so let us also shout, Hosanna, to the one who can save us from our fear. Let us shout Hosanna to the one who saves us from our sin. Let us shout Hosanna to the one who saves us, not from the enemies of God, our kingdom, but from those who separate us from God's. Hosanna in the highest. Amen.